Your kids listening? Kids, why don't you kick your parents out and just tell them this is your time. The following is not suitable for parents. Kids, gather on your radios. Tell the folks there's a scotch sitting in the other room that ought to get them the hell out of there. Let's talk about Gina and August, a couple of kids, about 11 years old. They belong to the 28 million Americans ages 8 to 14 whom marketers have singled out as what they call tweens, as in in-betweens, perched between childhood and adolescence. You a tween? Do I have any tween listeners? You're the largest group in two decades of tweens. You're the wealthiest tweens ever in history. For a long time, you did just fine without a demographic tag, but you got one now. In the mid-90s, they started looking at you. The come-ons of the fashion industry are everywhere now. Even the decor business is after you. Pre-teens and early teens have more influence on home furnishings than people ever thought before. Probably more than they ever had before. You got influence now. Young teens are the first age group that's able to demonstrate who they are as individuals and able to demonstrate that they can make decisions on their own. Children 8 to 12 spend $200 million of their own money on home furnishings each year. $200 million. And they influence another $2.1 billion spent by their parents. So they're after you big time. Historically, the tween years have been considered a decorative latency period. They didn't think you knew much about decor. But as family structures have changed, roles and rooms of pre-adolescence have evolved. Here's the story. Only one in four tweens returns after school to an at-home parent. More often, they come home to an unsupervised time. As public spaces like parks and street corners have come to seem more dangerous, computers, television, and video games have moved these tweens into the bedroom, where they expand their own little private worlds. A tween can do homework, play digital baseball, burn a CD, email friends, all at the same time. And their baby boomer parents, who want them to have everything, are very accepting of this. So the kids are in their room, and their rooms will be decorated. And the public spaces are empty. The parks, the street corners. No more parks, no more street corners, huh, kids? Instead, it's a fancy kind of solitary confinement for you. A place to get pale, to get fat, to eat chips, to play video games, and to lobotomize your minds in front of a computer. Well, kids, if that's what you want, that's fine. What are you doing listening to this show? To all the kids out there, pass this along. You got to get the hell out of here. You got to get out of the city. I mean now, you got to get out. I'm begging you, for your own sake, you have got to get out immediately. You got to save yourselves. I can't believe what I'm reading here. I say get out tonight. To hell with Mom and Dad. Run away tonight. Free yourselves. Get out of that room. Leave that bedroom. Leave the whole house. Shoot past the city limits. Shoot through the suburbs, beyond the mindless urban sprawl of that urban no man's land, that wasteland of the outer city. Break past the touristy countryside, too. Don't stop. Get past the quaint and the kitschy. Keep running till you enter that eternal, primal, natural world of your ancestors. It's your only salvation now. I see now there's no other way out. You got to do this before you suffocate in this twisted, artificial world you've been brought into. It's not your fault. We did it to you. Your parents have allowed it. Society has gone along with your folks. We're all in on it. But get the hell out now. Live while you still can. Live while you still can, while you're still young. Don't wait till tomorrow. You might change your mind. Leave tonight. Because your souls are dying. dying in a land of fraud, boxed in by small screens and soda pop and blinking lights and closed doors of bedrooms all across this country, and keeping reality at bay. The TV, the videos, the internet, your wonderfully furnished modern bedroom prison cell there, with your drugs of choice surrounding you, keeping out the sound of the birds. Blow it all to hell up. Blow it up. Run for your lives, for your very lives, to the outback, the way outback, the lost and forgotten land of old, the one that's been around for eons but has been denied you. Get back there while it's still there, while it's still out there. Tell you a little something that happened long before you were born. Many, many years ago, right after this nation's civil war, there was a similar opportunity for Easterners, those living between the Atlantic Ocean and the Mississippi River, for those who were brave enough, and for some who were just plain enlightened. There was one last chance to see the old frontier, one last time to see it. Time was closing in, taking its toll. The cities were coming. People were taking over. There was just this little window left open to see some of the wildest, most enchanting land in this hemisphere before it vanished, swept away by train tracks and phone wires and wagon trains and shotguns and farms and people. It was still pristine, though, for a while there. But many knew the moment was fleeting, and they came. They came to take what they could from it one last time, to look at it and see it and learn what they could before it vanished. And now you got to do the same thing in your own way, in your own time. Because your lives are in danger. You're in danger of being programmed. You're in danger of being, well, of having your whole world laid out for you, neatly, by flashing screens and sheet-rocked walls and artificial lights and electronic pacifiers of every kind and in every direction. Time's closing in on you, too. And society is closing in. The powers that be are, they're winding these invisible threads around you to keep you where they want you, where they can steer your course for you. Corporations you don't even see are getting their mitts on you now. Media you claim not even to notice are shifting your thoughts and ideas. And those who claim to know better are directing your ambitions. They're steering you into ever narrower tracks. And you're only aware of a small, small percentage of the big picture. But it's going to take your very soul, unless you break the hell free. The old frontier's gone. But the wild is not yet. It may be in my lifetime, or perhaps in the next. At best, it may be gone a short time beyond that. But the end of this earth's ancient, untouched wilderness is in the cards. So find it before it goes. Get the hell out of your bedrooms and see what your ancestors and the great beasts all saw and knew before you. Find out why it's out there in the first place, what it was supposed to teach. It was put here for a reason. Find a reason. Reconnect to it somehow. For a stretch of time in your life, trade your video games for it, your TV for it, your bedroom, your posters, your little penitentiary there, so that you can know a part of yourself that you otherwise will never know. Time's of the essence, though. Break out. Break free before you're locked into something you can never escape. Unlearn some things. You got to go unlearn some things. You got to empty your mind. You got to fill your soul. You'll be a better person for it, and you'll pass on a better world to those who come after you. It's still out there waiting. It's far away now, but not too far. Get out there, under the stars, out amidst the northern lights, away from every artificial light, into the blackness of woods where no moon shines through. Bathe in the sounds you've never heard before, that you didn't even know were out there, before each of those sounds, one by one, slowly disappears. Hit the hell out of your bedroom. Hit the light on your way out. And join the world. Join the world. The world you were born into, but were for some reason kept away from. I swear you won't regret it. I think your very breath will be different afterwards. You'll know the great secret. You'll know the great mystery. Do it.